If you're paying attention, a child will often tip you off very early to what to expect from them later in life. I've got movies of our daughter, and oh, she was 5 or 6 maybe, and singing for us, using a spoon, a big wooden spoon. And that was her microphone, and standing on something in the living room as a stage. Well, over the years, she has done singing, she's done a lot of speaking, and was really no great shock. I mean, we saw the first hints of that when she was little. When our son was 5, he was tying our house together with string, very imaginatively. I'd walk in, I'd open the back door, and it would open the drawer of my dresser in the bedroom. He had everything tied together. At the age of 13, he was the technician of the house, who loved to figure out how things work and how to take them apart, how to put them together, I hope, how to solve problems. You know what? He grew up to be a great planner and a very creative ministry technician. There's a pattern, a connective line from the past into the future in the life of every child, my child and God's child. In fact, it's true of you too. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about the leading of a lifetime. Now, our word for today from the Word of God comes from Psalm 37. I'm going to begin reading in verse 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will do this. Verse 23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Don't you get the feeling as you hear about how God is leading in these passages that His leading in our lives is a consistent, long-term pattern, not just some sudden departure? God usually leads in a straight line. He doesn't just go boing on some tangent. It's a straight line from what He's been doing in your past into the present and consistently into your future. Now, maybe you're at one of those crossroads right now. It's decision time. You've got a major choice to make. Well, one guideline in determining what God wants for the future is to see where He's been leading you and how He's been leading you in the past. For example, here it talks about Him giving you the desires of your heart. Could you trust your desires in this decision? Well, if you've kept the first part of the verse, you can. Delight yourself in the Lord. Have you been over the last months and years having daily time with Him, where you're just enjoying Him? Well, then it says, commit your way to the Lord. I wonder if you've said to Him over and over again about this area of your life, Lord, anything goes. Whatever you say is okay. I'm committed to obey you sight unseen when I find I don't know what it is, but I will follow you. See, you're not giving Him a contract to sign. You're giving Him a blank piece of paper that you've already signed. Now, with those understandings, when you're trying to decide, look at those desires you've felt over a long time, especially the ones you felt when you've been closest to Him, not just things you've felt for a few days. And if they line up with God's Word and with good counsel and with the facts, those desires are probably God-planted. Now, how about keeping a spiritual diary of what He says to you through the Bible? I've been doing that for years. I'm so glad I've got it. And don't make a major decision based on one verse, but look at the things God's been saying to you over and over. Look for the pattern. God's will for tomorrow will pull together all He's been doing in your life up until now. The experiences, the fulfilling achievements, the talents, the desires, the themes that He's been unfolding to you in His Word. So before you look ahead, look back at God's pattern in your life. His will is the natural next step of following Him daily up until now. He's leading you in a straight line. So don't just grab the impulse of the moment. Look for the leading of a lifetime.